Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening. Okay, pleased to learn one of the most widely discussed Se'ifim in Hilchos Pesach tonight. And this is the entire discussion of medicines. What's that? Page 28, Simon, Tov, Mem, Beis, Se'if, Dalet, is the discussion. Well, this will be the source to get clarity in the entire sugya of medicines, which contain chametz, as well as perfumes, which contain chametz, and any other chametz, food item or liquid item which contains chametz, but not in its purest sense. Okay, let's get this clear. It says the Shulchan Aruch Seif Dalet, but it's just important for us to realize its importance. Let's go slow. Dovo, so that's Seif Dalet in Siman Tov Mem Beis. Dovo, shenis areboi chometz. If you've got a dovo, a food item. It doesn't have to be food, really, in principle, but anything which is dovo, shenis areboi chometz. Something which has got mixture of chometz, and it does contain, there is chometz inside it. But it is not anymore edible. It is not edible for humans. It's not edible for humans. So there is chametz, but it's not edible. Or something which is not edible for most people, but there is a minority of humans that will still consume it. Please note, that's an important point. So either something which is not edible at all, or something which is not edible for most people, Kugoyin, such as Hatayika. We have mentioned Tayika earlier. It's, without knowing exactly what it is something which is very, very strong and not really a very, very extremely strong taste, which is not really edible anymore. V'chiyoy tzibayin, similar. Although this item which contains chametz, but it's not edible, although you may keep it, mutale kaimoi, i.e., in other words, there's no issa of bali oye bali matze. Why is there no bali oye bali matze on it? Why is it mutale kaimoi? Because what? Nisa Arab What? Is it, you can't see, so there's, normally we say that chometz is not bottle of filu be'elef. Why is it not bottle? Not edible. So therefore, what's the halachic term? You're right, it's not edible. It's nifsal mechilas kalev. Is that what you're referring to? It says nifsal mechilas kalev, and therefore, though it should have been bottle, it's not bottle. It's not bottle. But it's nifsal mechilas kalev. And therefore, mutar lekayim, there's no bali or bali motze. Nevertheless, also le'ochloi, you may not eat it ad al achar Pesach, until after Pesach. So there is no issa bali motze, but there is an issa of eating it. Vafal pi, and although she'ein bo min ha'chometz, elo kol shu, although there may only be a minute, tiny amount of chometz in it, tiny amount, kol shu, slight amount, hareze also le'ochloi, but nevertheless you may not eat it. Okay, says the Ramah, V'rekaman Siman Tov Mem Zayin, Yisbat, Yesh, Cholke, Matirim, there are all those who disagree with this. Him Nisbat, L'Kodim HaPesach, if it's bottled before Pesach, V'Ochi Kaimelon, that's how we paskin. Alright. So, Boisa, let's just summarize what the Shulchan Aruch says before entering further details. Point number one, something which is Taruv as Chometz and is not edible at all, or not edible for most people. The Aloch is, you may keep it, there is no Issa Bali or Bali Motze, but there is an Issa of eating it. Even if it's a tiny amount, it's not bottle. And we say the Ramah says that there are cholkim on that. So let's try. Yes. V'ochi kaim. Elon, according to the Ramah, this will be discussed a bit. Let's go slow. Yes. Let's go slow. I want to speak about those people. Who are those people? Says the Mishnah Berurah. What is the reason? Why are we not allowed to eat this? If it is something which has got no bali roe bali motze, because it's nifsal mi'achilas kelef, so what could be a reason? Why not allowed to eat it? Why? It's really hard to understand. There's no bali roe bali motze, so why allowed to eat it? It's Eno Meichel Klal. Eno Meichel Odom Klal.
Why didn't he say
a stronger Loshen? Stronger Loshen, yeah. And in fact, you're right. In fact, you're right. So much so, because we're going to see in a minute, and that's, I think, what the beginning is going. Hoshin Meichel Odom Kol Odom. So that is that, we're even referring to a food item which some people do eat and most people don't eat. Says the Mishnah Berurah. It brings the chiddush straight away in Sifkot Yud Ches. Shenis Arba. This mixture took place before Pesach. Afilo achi. Nevertheless, also ochlo. You know how to eat it. Why? Techoizer v'neoi bePesach. This is the key yesoid. These are the key words. Choizer v'neoi bePesach. If you have got, this is a food item which be'etzem has got chometz. It became bottle, but it is choizer. It returns v'neoi and wakes up bePesach on Pesach. Although, on the normal terms, this chametz, which is in that food, you normally say that it's bottle. True. But over here, on Pesach, there's a chiddush that this wakes up again. This was bottled before Pesach, but on Pesach, it's got a tchias ha-meisim, and it wakes up. And since it's not bottle, it's considered a proper food, and it's not bottle. And therefore, you don't have to eat it. It's true. Bali roe bali motze, you don't have sufficient for bali roe bali motze. But in order to be over on Achila, you're over because of Choyze Veneo. Now, why is it Choyze Veneo? Says the Mishnah Berurah, as if Sefkot and Chof, who is Kol Odom? What's the case of Kol Odom? Rak L'Choylim. This could be a food item which some people, which are the Choylim, the ill people, they'll eat, and everybody else will avoid it. Why? Sifkot and Chof Aleph teaches us why. Afal pishamut lekaimoi osu leochloi. You're not allowed to eat it whilst you're allowed to keep it. Why is that? Ve'av she'in roi le'achile, it's still not edible. Mikol mokem nevertheless, kiven du ocholoi, since he ate it achshvei, he has made it choshuv. Now here's the point. Habayi said, this is the key. The key is the way it works is as follows. You've got something which is really not edible anymore. There's chometz. We're going to soon speak about medicines. This is something which is really, it's not edible anymore. It's not edible. It's nifsal. Maybe there's too many chemicals in it. Maybe it's gone moldy. Maybe it's mixed with something which makes it so incredibly bitter that you can't eat it. It's not roi l'achila. Right. Now, on Pesach, it's choy zeveneo. How does it become choy zeveneo? It wakes up again. Normally, it's bottle until Pesach. When Pesach comes, it's suddenly it's not bottle anymore. He wakes up and the issa is existing. And it's here, the issa is here. You've got issa v'achila. Why is the issa v'achila? Because of achshavei. Because you ate it, you can't. How can you say that it's bottle? How can you say this is nullified? How can you say this is cancelled? The chometz is nothing, null and void. You're eating it. So since you're eating it, must be that it's got value. Must be that it's not bottle anymore. Achshavei, choshuv. You're making it choshuv and important by eating it. And consequently, it's not bottle, and consequently, you're over by eating it. You're going to say it's only 1%. You're going to say it's 0.5%. You're going to say it's a hundredth of a... It's such a tiny amount. You're going to say it should be bottle. The answer is, it should be bottle, but it isn't bottle because of the concept of choze veneo. It wakes up again. How does it wake up? It wakes up by eating it. It's achshvei. You've made it choshuv. You're eating it. So it is roi l'achila. Since the whole reason why it was bottle was because it's not roi l'achila, and you, on the contrary, you are eating it, so that shows that it is, so you can't say it's not roi l'achila. It is roi l'achila. You're eating it. It's not bottle. Yeah, what do you want to say?
Milk.
Will be bottle. Yeah, so the answer is because what you are tining is what Mishnah Berurah says in the Yesh Oim Chof Gimel. So just to confirm that what you're saying is right, in Chof Gimel you see יש חוקים מתירים לסביר עלי דקיוון שכבר נספטל קודם פסח. So that since it's bottled before Pesach, לא אמרים חויזה ונאוי. We take it on to חויזה ונאוי. Now, so what you are saying is what the Ramo is saying. The Shulchan Aruch Rebbe disagrees, and he holds that chometz on Pesach is not bottled afilu be'elef. And therefore, it will be chozev on Pesach, and the bittel that took place has now been cancelled. Yeah. So why is this extremely relevant? Why is it relevant? It might be relevant to the medicines. Let's go through a medicine. So medicines that contain chometz, which, by the way, is still quite common. So let's think this through. If you've got a chometz in a capsule or in a tablet, so what would be the shaila? Shaila would be that you've got this is chometz now, and you're eating it. So is that okay or not okay? What would be the? Let's figure this out.
Is swallowing a pill derech achila?
Right. Okay, so it may or may not. So it may or may not. It's takam achlokas. So like, speak through what you're thinking of.
I'm just thinking if it's not derech achila, then it's not. You wouldn't say achshavah because achshavah means I'm eating the chametz.
Good, very good. So that's exactly what the poskim discussed. So Rabbi said we've got really a problem. We would have assumed and thought and said that we've got a tablet which contains chametz. You'd say, well, it's nifsal mechilas kelef. The chometz element of it is null and void. You would say that it's bottle. You've got a bit of chometz, it's nifsal mechilas kelef. The chometz element of it is something, try to give to a dog a tablet. Have you ever seen a dog that eats a tablet? They're not going to go for it, right? It's nifsal mechilas kelef. Yes, indeed. Yes, you're right. Yeah. So really, in principle, it would be nothing wrong. But the answer is no, it's not. You're not quite right, because if somebody's eating it, so you're going to say achshve choyze v'neir, and achshve he's eating it, and therefore it becomes again. You're swallowing it. So what are you saying?
But also like a capsule. There's a difference between a capsule and a tablet.
Please explain.
In both cases, you're swallowing them. The capsule's got the stuff inside it, whereas a tablet, it's all in the thing.
And therefore,
you're not tasting anything.
Oh, you're not tasting any food. And therefore, what you're saying, therefore,
okay.
Why? You're right, but why?
Because it's not tasting anything.
Oh, very good. So I don't know if it's about tasting.
It.
Yes. So the whole point of achshvei is, you are making it choshuv by eating it as an edible food. But if you're just swallowing something in a not a regular way, and you're purely eating it for medical... What's it? What's the word? Medicinal purpose. Then that's not called achshvei. It's not called achshvei. We're not making it choshuv. It Hanah might be a key word, but perhaps I would phrase it slightly different, that it's not, achshvei means, you know what, at the end of the day, I'm hungry, I want to eat it, and I'm eating it, and it's nice, and I'm enjoying it. Here, the only reason why I'm eating that medicine, am I making it into a proper food by eating it, a tablet? Has it now become a food just because I'm eating it? I haven't. So therefore, it's not really achshvei, but it's machloekas aposkim. Some achronim will still say it is an achshvei by taking medicine. And this aposai is a key machloekas achronim. What?
I have a case where it says clearly something nifsal machilas
kelev.
Yeah. Isn't it worse than that? Yeah.
Why is it not achshvei? Why is it not achshvei? It is achshvei. Then it should be also. Pardon? So it should be achshvei. It should be also. No. So some want to say. So the argument against it would be, and I think many poskim are matir, and they say, achshvei is only if you are making it choshuv, you have achshvei it as a food. Here, you're not achshvei as a food. What happens if I take these tablets and I use it as a bookmark? Would that be awesome? What if I take this and use it as an earplug? What if I take this caption and use it as I'm using it as a whatever. So that's not a problem. Why is that not a problem? Because achshvei must be I'm achshvei as a food, and it could be that by taking a medicine, some poskim want to say by taking as a medicine, I'm not achshvei as a food. I'm achshvei as a medicine. And is it therefore achshvei or not? And that remains machlokes a poskim until this very day. Many poskim are matir.
What about cosmetics?
Oh, cosmetics. Let's go straight to cosmetics. Okay, what would you say about cosmetics? Yeah, so many poskim say it has nothing to do with it.
Well,
Because it's not mamash sicha. It's not. So if you take a perfume or medicine or any yes, they will have alcohol. Yes. So normally you'd say, so can you drink it? Can you eat it?
No,
you can't. So you'd say normally that sniffs on the achilas kelev. Right, but there's no isan. There's not the isan. No, we're talking about isra achila. You're certainly allowed. There's certainly no isra baliyo balimotze. As was stated in Shulchan Aruch, if it's enu meichel adam klal, afal pishemuta lekaimu. There's no isra baliyo balimotze. To keep it, he's certainly permitted. The question isn't eating it. What about lipstick? Can you use it? Yes.
Can you put it off the
shape? Can you use it? Yes.
If it's got alcohol on it and wheat.
Right, so that's the question.
You can't.
Does everybody agree with that? Can you not?
They do produce lists,
yeah. So, Lemaisa, the based on what you're learning now, what would you say?
But as an aside, interesting enough, years and years ago, I remember you could get kosher soap for Pesach.
Yeah.
Yeah. I remember 30 years ago, I think it was a green.
Oh, yeah.
Now you don't get it anymore. Because I think people say soap is it's okay. But years ago, you had soap.
Yeah. Yeah. So, the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us that if it's achshvei, it really will be also. So the question that we need to address and ask, is this called achshvei? Is this achshvei?
What, to be na-na in that way?
Yeah. If you use a perfume, lipstick is a really good one because that ends up in your mouth.
Is it not totally on
by the achshvei? Right, it's probably not.
Is it separate?
Yeah.
No. So even something that is no
bali mar. But your bali matzah can't still be achshvei. It can still
be over
on achila, it's achila, certainly.
No, I'm not talking about
that. Ah, no, okay. So on isano, no. No, isano would be separate. But in terms of the Isra Achille, what would you say?
I'm just wondering, though, I'm not nene from the chametz directly. I'm nene from a product that has chametz in it.
Okay.
Does the chametz make any difference to my hana of this product?
I imagine it's there for a reason. I imagine if you'd pull out if you'd chemically take away the alcohol, and you'd chemically take away the chametz, he wouldn't be the same. So you are getting something from the chametz inside it. Lemaisa, the poskim say that it is permitted. That it is permitted because achshvei is a concept which is clearly and specifically making your achshvei by eating it for the purpose of eating it, and therefore just by spritzing it, by smearing it, by even it doesn't make it into an achshvei, and therefore lemaisa medina. All those products, Be'etzem, is Be'etzem Mutter. The truth is that there are lists, of course there are lists, and it's nice to stick to them. And the reason for that is because of Chomer de Pesach, many Rabbonim feel it's going to be Machmir, because it's very hard at times to distinguish and people make mistakes very quickly and frequently. It's worthwhile sticking to lists and therefore ensuring that what you're taking is not is absolutely Chomer free and it doesn't have Chomer. I want to say, I heard from Rabbi Levi Zichron Levorach, I'm going to mention that because it's very close to my heart. I remember a conversation with Rabbi Levi was very machmir, Zichron Levorach, the Rav in Switzerland. I remember discussing this with him many, many years ago. It must be probably 25 years ago or something. And we discussed that. And I remember that he told me then that he told me about the conversation he had with Moshe Feinstein. And he said that Moshe Feinstein said that when he was in Russia, before he came to America, when he was in Russia, that must have gone in 1920s probably. When did Moshe move to America? Late 1930s, right? Mid-1930s. So going back to when was it? In the 40s. So when he was in Lublin? So there was, he said that there was, and Moshe Feinstein said there was the Russian, the Shikorim, they used to be so addicted to alcohol, they would take medicines, they would steal medicines when they ran out of all their nanananzigas, and they would run out of all their strong vodkas, they would go for medicines and for perfumes and drink it. That's what we'd go for. So Rabbi Levi told me that he asked the Moshe Feinstein, he said, well, you've got achshave then. It's achshave. It's achshave because they're drinking it. So now it's, you know, it becomes achshave. So he said, no, achshave is only by humans, not by them. That's what Moshe told him. Achshave is only when a human drinks it, not by them. Not by the Russian shikarim. So, yeah. I think they use that as a... Both. They are matzah of both. They're matzah of both. What's that? It, at one point it is. I think that it is at one point nifsa machilas kelep, but then they add some liquid which makes it taste a little bit better. Yeah. So you know it's like kelep. Ah, I see. That's yeah. Okay, so that's the rest. We're passing like the second opinion, but we're still sometimes machmir. On that chumra, is it a tilf? The matzav, that is, that's for as well. But you're right, the Meister of is clear, you're right. Hochi Kaimelon, that we said that if it's bottled good in Pesach, we're matzav anyway, you're right. But we're still machmir on that, we're matzav, that's for.
It seems to be no problem. What Muhammad says, to own it.
Own it certainly is not a problem, that's right. So I want to say, a lot of the, what do we normally do with the perfumes and the... We sell them. We tend to sell them. So I don't exactly know where that comes from. I mean, it's true that everybody we do that. There is no. I'm not sure. Can somebody explain it? Why we sell it?
Maybe because of the chashash of achshav.
But in terms, that's achshav is only with regards to eating. No, achshav is only in terms of. That's what the Shulchan Aruch is teaching us here. That's all. He's sorry. So I asked once Dayan Simon. So I asked him once a couple of years ago. I asked him, why are we selling all the medicines? Yeah, but the minhag also has to have a reason. It has to have some shot.
I got the fact that the foods that have that sort of ingredients are sold. To avoid confusion, you also sell the cosmetics, even though they're not really chilas kelev. We're not saying that they're chametz mamish or anything like that. It's just the minhag.
Yeah, so I think I agree with you. So I think perhaps the reason is that nowadays we're going to sell everything, even if there's no bali or bali motze. So you're saying a chiddush. It could be that we're not only selling things which may be questionable in terms of bali or bali motze. But we tend to get rid of everything in the house which we're not allowed to eat. Which is a chumra rabbi say. That means rabbi said that. That means, again, so if I've got cosmetics in my house, there's no balua bale matzah because it's nifsal mechilas kelef. But since some of those cosmetics, let's talk about the lipstick, or let's talk about some medicine, that if I eat, I'm not allowed to eat it. So therefore, I'm going to put them away already. I'm going to put them away already because I don't want anything in my house which I'm not allowed to eat. Kumi. What does he say?
I believe he might say something similar to what you said about not being nechsel achilas
kelef. Not nechsel achilas kelef.
Some of the alcohol that goes in.
It's not nechsel achilas kelef. Yeah. Yeah, but it's a shaila as follows. This is a shaila. What would be the halacha? That's also something which the poskim discuss in extensively. What happens if you've got an alcohol, a medicine which is clearly nechsel achilas kelef? It's this absolutely, you can't, it's really not edible. But then they add lots and lots and lots of sugar, and they add lots and lots and lots of colors, and lots of strawberry taste. And now suddenly, you can drink it. What would be the halacha then? And this is very common.
Well, that's
the syrups. Yeah. So, if you take away all the sugars, and all the colors, and all the strawberry things, it's never going anywhere near strawberry, make no mistake. But if you take all this away, then it's something which is clearly not edible, and no dog is going to go anywhere near that thing. But because we've added tons of sugar, then suddenly, you know. So the shaila is then, is that considered? So what would you say? Is that considered something? So you could argue.
So now I might enjoy eating that.
Is that still considered something which is nifsa mechilas kelef, or is it not considered? Is it now not anymore nifsa mechilas kelef? Is that considered achshave, which could be, or you could argue that's still not an achshave because the chometz itself is not achshave. All you have done is you have added lots of ingredients to make it now. It's a bit like blocking somebody's nose and blocking somebody's taste buds. Yeah, so it's so achshave according to that would only be if you chemically you have made the chometz again into a pure chometz, which is edible. And this over here, it's not an achshve, because what you've done is you've added other ingredients that now take away the taste of the chametz. It's a good shayla. It's a very good shayla. So, but this is really the world of medicines and cosmetics, really is all got to do with this. But you are quite right, Abgidin, that Halacha Lemaisa, the Ramah Paskins, that even if it's part of the Kodama Pesach, it's anyway Mutter. So, no, never mind, but even in terms of Achila, there's a very strong argument. When I spoke once to a Rav about this, he told me that, I said, there's so much of the lists are so, you know, we've called those lists nowadays and everything. So, I asked him, he told me not to be quoted, so I'm going to respect that. He said, I told him, it seems to be based on Surah Chonoch and Seif Dalet, seems to be so much reason that you don't have to be makpid. So much reason that it's okay to have them. And he said, yeah, you're right, but it's a kula she'ein roi v'atzui b'yicholim la'amud bo. It's a kula that people can't cope with. It's a kula that people can't cope with. People want to have their lists. People want to put their medicines away. They want to put the cosmetics away. So therefore, it's a bit like a kula she'ein roi v'atzui b'yicholim la'amud bo. Few can cope with that kula. So you have to respect what people say. But there might be other chumras as well, and there might be other things as well, but I think in principle, it's certainly got to do with these yesodis. Okay, we'll discuss this in a bit more detail tomorrow as well, Be'ez Hashem. All right, okay.